Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Witteroad II, coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Witteroad Show. And the snow is just a couple little teeny places all around. Oh, thank God, in the warm weather. Had enough of that nonsense. I've had enough of this coax. This COVID-19, this Chinese virus. This is a crock. Unbelievable. Those two physicians out in California come out and said, there's no reason for this. And of course, they took them down out of YouTube. Thank God Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson had them on. It's a hoax as far as, oh, the thing that's going to save us is vaccinations. Yeah, right. I don't take flu vaccinations. I haven't had the flu in decades. I don't even remember when I ever had the flu. And they have a flu vaccine, and there's tens of thousands of people die every year, so duh. And that's Fauci. What is wrong with people? I can see that they're starting to rise up all across America. I know one thing, if I had a restaurant business or something, I'd open up and I'd say, come and get me. That's Fauci. They're doing research on this COVID-19, this thing. And our country called the United States said, no way, Jose, there's nothing to be gained by it. And what does he do? He sends 3.7 million to the Wuhan laboratory to research on this crazy thing. And then he has the gall. I watched the video. Mr. Trump will have a pandemic during his term as president. Really? How would you know that? Are you Nostradamus? Are you a prophet? Or are you a damn criminal? That's what he is. He's a criminal. He's a crook. Part of the New World Order. Along with Gates and his vaccinations. All the stuff he's done over in Africa and India with vaccinations, killing thousands of people. And they support who? The World Health Organization. Oh, who? That is nothing but an arm, propaganda arm of the Chinese. They are our enemy. They're Russians. China. China's our enemy. I think people are starting to wake up to it, hopefully. But it just amazes me. We had a conference call up here with our two, quote, senators. One of them, Murkowski, she's like a Schumer. She's beyond a rhino. She's a rat. And I called in. I wanted my question. Is Alaska using hydroxychloroquine? And the gal said, oh, well, your question may not get answered. I thought, well, there we go. So I left a message after to be answered. Oh, they're going to get back to you. You leave a message. Does Alaska use hydroxychloroquine? Yes or no, and is it available? Yes or no? I'm going to answer. We have something that the French have used in over 1,000 with a 90-some% success rate if it's given properly at time. I have a doctor in California that treats lupus, 2,000 patients. He's been using it for 42 ding-dang years. And it doesn't bother the heart. It doesn't bother your eyes. It's a crock. It's safe. And none of these 2,000 have gotten COVID-19. That'd be a pretty dang good clinical test, y'all think? And yet, Fauci and that other gal that's on, I don't remember her name, it's up there. Well, we can't talk about, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to have clinical tests. That is better than a clinical test. This guy's been doing it for 42 dang years. And he's got 100% nobody getting infected with it. With lupus. What's that tell you? I understand. Satan is down here, and there's more of them than there is of us. That's the way it's always going to be. Because narrow is the road. These people, you just can't make this stuff up anymore. I mean, it boggles the mind. I'm going to get into some IRS stuff, and we are going to go tango with we're going to grab a hold of some people by the gonads. I'm telling you, we're going to have some fun before this thing's over. But you just can't make this stuff up. Biden, this guy can't even put two sentences together, and they're trying to push him across the finish line just like they did FDR. They pushed him across the finish line. The next thing you know, it's Truman is in the president. So I guess they're trying to, so whoever the vice president is going to be, they're trying to, I mean, how can you have somebody that he don't even know what office he's running at for? He can't even remember where he's at. Coronavirus, he forgot what this unbelievable. And Trump gets up there and he fires, I mean, that man can more than hold his own. He outsmarts this press. We don't have a press anymore, basically. What we have is a propaganda arm, just like when I was back in high school and I built a radio and I was listening to the propaganda arm of Russia. That's all our press is. They are the propaganda arm of the New World Order and the Democratic Party, and they are the party of Satan. And anybody that the Democratic Party isn't the party of Satan, when you will get around and tell and kill children right before they're born or even after they're born, that's all I need to know. You're evil. You don't do that. Christians don't do that. People with any morals don't do that. And they all get in line. Yeah, they all line up. They all hang together. Just can't make this up. Jeff in Michigan, question or comment?
You said that the WHO is our enemy.
Yep.
Yeah, isn't our own government our enemy?
Of course I am. I'm talking about who? The World Health Organization.
Yeah, but the current administration has bought into that with this Fauci and Burks.
No, what you got to do is listen very carefully. Trump has come out against you. He quit funding him. What do you mean? He pulled the funding on who?
I know, but does he still have Burks and Fauci with
he
his
does,
daily
but what you have to, yeah, what you, but you're seeing less of them. What you have to understand, in his position, there is a thing called politics. And you have to...
Yeah, he's damned if he does and damned if he don't.
Well, but he keeps winning. You just got to watch him.
I like the guy. I like him a lot, but...
Yeah.
He's being manipulated, and he needs to maybe find some other experts to shout them down, because their models and projections are ridiculous.
I know.
And we haven't seen that.
They're,
and
they're totally
that,
BS.
But what I have heard is that people are, like medical examiners, are not even examining people for the cause of death and just labeling it COVID-19.
The thing you got to
out of convenience and laziness.
Trump is not a dictator.
I didn't say that.
Operate
but
within the system.
I would say
yes,
that.
And that's why we have an attorney general.
Of the 50
general.
States are and, dictators.
And some of this will come out at... he can't fix all these different things, you know.
No,
I mean,
but we're still waiting on for 3 years of all the crimes that have been committed against him.
I know, But we just got to be patient. Durham and Barr look like two really honest guys. And this...
Hold on just a minute.
This state is so rottenly corrupt for decades, and I mean decades, going clear back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. It's hard to right the ship.
But Trump, I understand. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
He was a piece of garbage, and I'm going to be talking a little about some of the stuff here probably today, depending on how far I get. But anyways, we just got to be patient. Trump is winning, and he did a good thing. He outsmarted these guys. Oh, he's a dictator. He's going to tell us when we got to go back and all that. So, we can't do that. So we know what Trump said. Hey, it's back to you governors, which is where it should be. So now the onus is on these dang governors. It's up to you to right the ship.
Yeah, so it's time to march them in front of the court and start charging them.
Well, and the thing is, there's some of these Republicans, like in Texas and like in Florida and some of them, and then we got the idiots, like in Michigan and New York and California and Washington. These people are pure evil. They love the power, so... Anyway,
don't you know it?
I got your point. Hang on, it is going to come out. We just got to be patient, because in the world of politics, you can't just leap off the just like what's going on with General Flynn. That is absolutely conclusively proven, and that stupid judge up there that hung our senator out of Alaska got him convicted and it overturned. Why is he? What's he waiting on? But I'll tell you what, there are people like this attorney, Sidney Powell. She is right on point, and there are a few good ones. We just got to give them a chance to work, because it's not all black and white, but you can just do it. So anyway, thanks for calling. I'm going to take the next caller here. Richard in New Hampshire, you're up next.
How you doing, Ralph? Yeah, how you doing, Ralph?
I'm still upright and giving them hell.
That's good. I am too. Hey, couple quick points there. Okay, Fauci there when he was he's been around for 40 years, Ralph, and all he does, he wants to push vaccines. He's a vaccine pusher. The hell with him.
But anyway, right. And he's the same thing as old Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And
I was going to talk to you about Bill Gates there in a little bit, but the thing is. Well, we have to understand here, all these governors that are out there, Ralph, okay? According to Obama, there's 57 of them, all right? But over here, like, say, in Massachusetts, right? They can't go around telling people they got to stay in a house. They can't tell people what to do or anything like that. They don't have that authority, Ralph. None of them have that authority. The legislators are the ones who have authority. They make rules, regulations, statutes, and they pass laws and stuff. The governors, the only thing they can do is they can either okay a bill or they can veto a bill. That's all they can do, period.
Well, there's a few of them defying them, but the problem is most people it's fear and panic and lack of knowledge. They don't know.
That's what it is. The people don't understand. I mean, I know some people are going to college and stuff like that, and I'm saying, listen, how dumb can you freaking be? You have to spend all that kind of money and come out there still numbers, numbers you come.
I know.
But the thing is, you know, Bill Gates, all right? Sit down. I hope you strap yourself in there. On the virus, all right? Every virus that comes out, Ralph, everybody has a patent on it. The CDC, they have a patent on Ebola. And what it is, it's like on this virus here, Bill Gates' wife has a patent on this, virus, Ralph.
I'd like to see the evidence of that. If you've got it, email it to me.
Well, it came on Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast, it came out. The guy that was on there, he was gonna name her, but then he said, no, I can't. But then they had a caller that called in, and he said, yeah, it's Bill Gates' wife. And George Norrie, he asked him, he says, okay. But he didn't say yes, but he did say yes, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, all these people out here, whenever they have a virus, whether it's a swine flu or MERS or a SARS, somebody owns a patent on that. It's a money, virus is a money-making process for everybody. That's the people, you have to understand that. And when you go get a vaccine, I'm telling you right now, you know, it's not there to help you. It's there to make it worse.
I agree. I'm not getting vaccines. I don't get the flu. You know what I use? I'm going to use what the creator gave me. I have a natural immunity system that dangles with all kinds of viruses and bacteria every ding-dang day of the year.
Yeah. But the thing is, like I say, with Bill Gates, I know, you can go look this up here, all right? He was with the United Nations, and they were vaccinating all the African people.
Oh, yeah, African Indians, both. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And what they were doing is they were sterilizing all the women. All the women were being sterilized by Mr. Gates. I mean, that it's out there. If you don't want to go check it up on the internet, there.
I'm aware of it. He's population control and killing people, and he's another one of the antichrists.
Oh, of course. And his father was on a board of directors for Planned Parenthood. That's out there. And Margaret Sanger.
People, I'm hoping that this wakes people up.
I
don't know, Richard. It's so frustrating to see this crazy stuff. It's like this gal that come out against Biden, he sexually did something he wasn't supposed to, and we go against Kavanaugh, and here comes this Ford gal. She don't know where it happened, when it happened. Nobody will. She can't get one person to validate anything, and she don't know where or when or anything, and they believe her. And now we got this one. This gal has got evidence. She filed a complaint. She told her neighbors, and it was on a radio show. Her mom was. And, oh well, we're not going to go there.
Believe. The other one, Ford. Yeah, the other one, they Ford. She didn't have any witnesses. She didn't know when it happened, how it happened, if it was him, if it wasn't him. But it was Kavanaugh. He's a Republican, and that was it. You know, you got to believe whatever the women say. But all of a sudden, now when a woman comes out, read with all this evidence and stuff, and no, that never happened. I mean,
do you know that she had a fund me and got over $1 million? That's how she got paid off.
Yeah,
she got over paid $1 million to be a liar.
Got her. In a book. I'll let you go, Ralph.
Liar.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And you said that, Richard, or are you gone? Okay. I don't know what to say anymore. It just boggles the mind of the total, flat-out lies. I can unequivocally tell you our republic has been overthrown. It's all there. It's all there. Waiting for we, the people, to come out of Babylon. It's all there. How did we get here? That's an important part. I filed in, and by the way, we, in the Mooney's case, in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which claims to be an Article III court, but it's not, because it's not in the statute, got bumped again on procedural and other errors, which is good. But I don't know how they could do so quick. They use the Bates numbering system, which I'm going to start using for all of my other ones because it's a lot. It's really slick, actually. Once you get, it's a way to put all of your different attachments into one folder and just say number them, and they consecutively number them. Just bang, done. But you will get bumped in that court. That's the only court I've ever been in. I've been in all of the appellate courts, state district courts. I've been in the Supreme Court a number of times, and nobody does any of this bait stuff. But what they do in that court, you have to put in APPX and then the digits, like a three-digit number, APPX and a three-digit number. On some of them, for whatever reason, when I'm typing away in the wee hours of the morning, I put APPX period and a three-digit number. And they will not accept that. That's how tight they are on that court. And that's fine. I'll get there. Because it's good that they gave us another 14 days. Because it's a new way of thinking. They require in the argument the standard of review, which what you're going to review, and then what was done against the standard of review. Actually, it's a good way of looking at stuff. And so I'm working on that now. And I am going to totally blow this lying piece of garbage Internal Revenue Service out of the water with all the stuff in this next brief. It's going to be, I've got all the stuff. And with looking at that, the thing that I come across, what I have been looking for, I finally found. You just got to keep looking for this stuff. You know, the Creator gives us IQ and logic and all that, but a lot of this is just plain old hard work. You never, ever surrender. And what I was looking for is actually called factual predicate. Factual predicate. Now, what does that mean? Why would that be important? Well, the reason why factual predicate is important. Because what it does, let me pull up one of these cases here so I can read out of it here, find one of them that I've done, is what factual predicate is all about. And what it's just absolutely amazing. Because the factual predicate requires on the person that files to validate they have the facts and the rules to file. So the burden of proof is on them. On them. Now that's really important. And why is that important? Because what they do is when they get around and they file these notices of federal tax lien, they can't back it up. No. They can't back it up. They cannot back up the what it is what when they file it and why. Well, it gets down to, and I've been doing a lot more research going back in some of this stuff, but the bottom line is they have to provide, and not the court. The court can't help them. The court cannot help them in this situation. So that is really important. Because in a factual credit, it's strictly up to the person they have to prove. And can they prove it? No. They can't do it. That is just, it's just amazing. It's just, I could not believe when I found this. I said, this is the term. And why is it so important? It's just like, and I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't know why these attorneys don't see it. They complain about these prosecutors, just like in General Flynn, that are out of control. Sidney Powell is one sharp attorney. I actually sent her an email how to fix the problem. It's basic of the English common law. How can without even citing the cases, just simple logic. We hear this term, probable cause. Who's going to have a probable cause? So we're going to the grand jury.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, we're back. And people throw these words around and they don't look them up. We're not taught what they mean. Probable cause. That is a mixed question of law and fact. And it cannot be done by, quote, a ministerial officer, a flunky. Got to be somebody that actually holds an office. Of course, we don't have anybody doing that these days, but let's just, we'll pretend we do, a judge. But what, well, we got to go to the grand jury. Okay, this is a mixed question of law and fact. Can the grand jury do this? They're not even qualified. That's not their job. They wouldn't know the law if it walked up and bit them in the tush. It's not open. It's secret. And the grand jury technically is not even part of our republic of three branches. It's for the people. So then we go, okay, who else is in that grand jury? The prosecutor. Can he make a determination of law and fact? No, because he's in the executive. And today, not only is he in the executive, he's got crooks. Most of them are crooks going in there, unfortunately. He can't make it. He works for the executive. He can't make a determination of law and fact. He's not authorized or empowered. Not only that, he's the prosecutor. He's prohibited from doing that. What do you think? We had three branches, English common law, and then over here we actually put it in three separate branches. Who can make a determination of probable cause? I mean, I just scream. I see all these cases, IRS cases. They go in and then, oh, we get around, we get in there, and no, we'll do a bill of particulars. Hoo-ha! You're weeing in the wind. You're already in the pot, and your goose is cooked. It's called a preliminary examination. It still exists in the United States Code, but you got to ask for it. You got to know how to go about doing it. Are they going to offer it? Of course not. It's in the 1949 statutes of the Territory of Alaska, Supreme Court ruling. How's it work? How does it work? Why doesn't anybody use this? They put it into a rule of court so they don't have to use it. Yeah, Rule 5 or 5.1. What is it? It's such a simple idea. If somebody accuses me, I have a right of probable cause to go in and defend myself before I end up in the pot. The prosecutor has to bring in the law and some facts. What a novel idea. You can't do that with the IRS. Because there's no authority. It's all voluntary. It's a con. Because under the definition of withholding authority, it's non-resident aliens, foreign organizations, and It's non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations. That's it. We put people in jail for asking for money back. Nobody ever asked for the question, where in the heck is the authority to withhold? Return means somebody had to have the authority to withhold it. Oh, that's right. They get me to volunteer with a W-4 as a citizen of the United States, because I don't know any better. By the way, the constitutional, the new W-4 is actually constitutionally. Now you actually have to write in exempt under the thing and not fill out the rest of it. So somebody's doing something up there. But so what is a preliminary examination? A prosecutor has to come in. He has to have probable cause, ask for probable cause, but he has to bring the law and some facts. I have a right to bring in facts and challenge. And the judge, who's supposed to be independent, which we don't have none no more technically. I don't mean there aren't some out there that are trying to do the right thing, but they don't exist because there's no elections for them. They don't exist. If you don't have no elections for them, they can't exist. It's a matter of law. But let's say they do. The judge then looks at the prosecutor and says, okay, Mr. Bubba, what's your law? Okay. The Logan Act, which has never been used for talking to some foreigner. Okay, what else we got here? And what's your facts? Therefore, the judge stands between the you and the grand jury, because he has to make a determination that there is a law and there are enough facts to support sending it to the grand jury. And then amazingly, the grand jury, you know what they have? They get two sides of the story. When you go to the grand jury the way they do it today, you only hear one side. Unless the grand jury asks for somebody else, they're not smart enough to do that. If I had two employees that got in a pissing match, I had to hear both sides of the story. I never had children, but if you got two children in a pissing match, wouldn't you want to hear both sides of the story before you make a determination? That seems pretty basic to me. This is the reason why we have preliminary examinations. They put them into a rule of court, and they codified them. In Alaska, strictly a rule of court. I got it from different attorneys. You'll never see one in Alaska. They have so many days to go to the grand jury, or they'll dismiss and just wait, and they'll re-indict again. They don't do them on the federal side either. Why? Why doesn't somebody bring this up? Why doesn't somebody ask for, I want a preliminary examination? Who makes the determination of probable cause? Who? The prosecutor can't. The grand jury's not even qualified. They wouldn't know if the law walked up and bit him in the touche. How would they know? God, it's just you want to scream. And everybody says, oh, we're going to go to the grand jury. We're going to go to the grand jury. The grand jury only works for probable cause if the prosecutors are honest. Well, that's pretty near the stretch of the impossibility. Because we know most of them are not. Unfortunately, they're out there to get the number of convictions so they can move up the ladder, or they're politically motivated, as in General Flynn's case. They just made it up. We'll manufacture a crime. And then the stuff that's come out today, do we want to get around and indict him, or do we want to get around and get him fired, or what do we want, force him to lie, or what? What's our goal? This is going on all over America. And there is a remedy. If people get their head out of their tush and just, you don't go and take a grand jury indictment and go with a bill of particulars. And then they go over to the United States District Court, which is not a constitutional court. It's an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It is a legislative court. I got two cases that even say it. And it says the judge is working for the court, and the court is under the control of Congress. Are we, like, stupid? Why does nobody bring this up? They say judicial power is a statutorily created court in 28 U.S.C. 132. And you know what the reviser of statute says under judicial, it exercises judicial power of a district court. Do you know what the reviser says the authority is? Accepted practice. Whoa, that makes me feel really warm and fuzzy. Am I like, of course, most people don't read the notes, or the, I've got this book out of 1946, a public document of there's only a couple left in the world on Title 18 and Title 28, reviser's notes that says so. Accepted practice. Judicial power of a district court. Is that the same as Article 3, judicial power of the United States? And by the way, it says established and ordained. Why would they put established and ordained in Article 3 and in the beginning in the preamble? It is freaking permanent. You can't get rid of it. They repeated it in Article 3. Where are those courts today? They don't exist, except the Supreme Court of the United States. And it's all over the place. United States District Courts are legislative courts. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. They're called tribunals. That's a fact. I got two cases that even prove it. And it's right in the statute. Judicial power of a district court cannot, is not the same as judicial power of the United States. It's a statutorily created court under the control of Congress. If Congress creates it, unbelievable. Tom in Utah, question or comment?
Sorry, I
got wound up here.
Well, three items I want to ask you about. The Brady Act, as well as a bill of particulars, and a paper that I think they're using in our court over here called an admission and denial.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand what your question is yet.
Well, can you describe those particular filings with the court?
Okay, can I describe what?
A document called the Bill of Particulars, where we're asking or referring to 70 or more failures in providing evidence.
The admissions. Oh, yeah, they want a Bill of Particulars. I'd have to look up the exact. We want to get around and figure out how we're here and why we're here, and you're going to tell me what I need to defend against. Really? Well, first of all, you're in a court that can't tell you because it says United States District Court. It is a court under the control of Congress. They can't tell you. They can't go there. It's a statutorily created court, so you're weeing in the wind when you start. So you have to, first of all, the first thing that should be done is ask for a preliminary examination. I want to know a judge of the law and the fact. I want to know the law that got me here. Right?
Well, got that one already.
I want to know, the next question is, who made the determination of probable cause? Who made the determination of law and fact? Please give me a name. Prosecutor can't. IRS can't. So who's doing that? That's important. They toss around probable cause all the time, but then they just gloss over it. That's a fact.
Now, is that the admission and denial or what?
You mean like you're talking about a civil case or a criminal case?
It's a criminal.
No.
It's all under that Meadows fire.
I'm sorry.
I was brought in as an expert to defend a man who was accused of arson.
I don't know without looking at the case. I don't know. The thing
is, if you get a chance, look at meadowsfire.com. It's all there.
Well, email me so I can look. I don't have to write it down. I got IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. Without reading it, I don't know.
Well, I was blinded in D.C., so I don't have access to a computer or that. So if you just remember Meadows Fire, you'd really do me a favor.
Meadows Fire, F-I-R-E?
Yeah, Fire.
Okay, well, look at it because I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay?
You'll have fun. It'll be a real interesting entertainment.
I will look. Okay, well, thanks for calling, Tom. John in California, you're up next. Question or comment?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ralph. I guess before you started getting going with your rant, as you called it, you start out by defining, figuring out a two-word term, factual predicate.
Yes.
And what I did was I ran over to my five-volume 1957 edition, the fourth edition of Black's Law Dictionary, and I looked under factual, and I couldn't see anything there at all. Is this a new terminology?
This is what the court uses. Here is one case. It says factual predicate, in quotation mark, to mean evidentiary facts or events and not court rulings or legal consequences of facts. This is what they've used in the court. They don't want this out because this puts the burden of proof on the person that's filing the nonsense. There's quite a few court cases. I don't know if you have access to Westlaw?
I will when we get over this COVID-19 crap, so I can go over to Orange County. I live in San Bernardino County, and Orange County will give me access to Westlaw.
If you email,
they have access to Westlaw. Is my point?
Okay. Yes. Oh yeah.
So I go in there, you know, several days in a row and get all that. But what I'm asking you is, why is that not in the 1957 edition of Black's Law Dictionary?
You have a need to know, and you don't need to know because they don't put some of this stuff out there. They really don't.
Black's Law Dictionary?
Yes. I looked in Black's 4. I got all the Black's Law Dictionary. I went to Black's 4 too, and it says, oh, what's it going to say? Not there. Why? It's an important
thing. It doesn't even say that. It's just not there.
It's not there. I did a search on the whole Black's 4. I got it all put together. Factual predicate is not there. Why is that? Predicate's there, factual's there, but the two words together to mean, it says evidentiary facts or events and not court rulings or legal consequences. And they get around and they cite another case.
Well, how did you get the definition of it? But it's not in Black's Law. Where'd you get it?
Out of the Westlaw and court cases.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I just did a word search.
Okay, I just could you help me out a little bit with your little logic flow stream after that? Somehow you got into, and you've mentioned this before, about who was the withholding agent. You were trying to recall that, but I mean, right. I didn't understand where you were going with that.
I'll mention that again, sure. I have got so much information that I am trying to put into the format for the next Federal Circuit Court of Appeals of the standard of review and then the facts behind it. And let me just pull it up and I'll read it right here. Just a minute. Let me find
Thank you.
701. It's 26 United States Code 7701A16. And A16 says, withholding agent, the term, in quotation marks, means. Okay, anytime they use terms and means, this is the whole new definition.
Right.
Forget about any dictionary if you're aware of all that. It is a unique.
Right.
Okay, means any person required to deduct and withhold any tax under the provisions of any tax now. 1441, that's non-resident aliens. 1442 is foreign corporations. 1443 is foreign organizations. And 1461 is the Hold Harmless Clause. If they proceed forward to act as a withholding agent and they aren't one of those three, you can sue them.
Okay. So that's where you were going ultimately with that. Okay.
If you got another question, just hang on because I hear the music. We got to go here. So if you've got another question, we got to...
All right, I'll hold on just for a second.
We got to go to break here. So,
here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show, The Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back there. John, you still there?
I am. Okay. I think you've pretty much answered my original question. What I've always been meaning to ask you is, I'm an electrical engineer by degree and by registration, and I'm an independent consultant, so most of my dealings in the past would have been, and so far I haven't heard from the IRS in a long time, but would be with subtitle A, as an independent consultant. Now, what I'm trying to get to is, when I go up to a potential client, an architect who needs an electrical engineer on his project, first thing he's going to do, after I put together a successful proposal, he agrees with the fee and everything and the scope of work, he's going to want me to fill out a W-9 form. And he's going to want to see my Social Security number. Now, okay. my one other framing statement, and then I ask the question. I have seen references. These are third-party letters from the late 1990s and maybe into the very early 2000s, at the latest 2002, from people with street addresses and first names and last names to the commissioner, the head honcho of the Social Security Administration at the time, and they asked them, is a Social Security number required for employment? And pretty much they gave a kind of a long-winded, you know, two or three paragraphs. And said, well, if you don't give the Social Security number out, no one has no way of applying, you know, whatever you want to have withdrawn, apply to Social Security, future payments, that kind of crap, your gift to them. And that definitely does not apply to me because I'm already on Social Security, so I don't want to keep donating to it. But what I'm trying to get to is there anything you found in the past that would substantiate the validity of that whole concept, that we should not have to give a Social Security number out to get work?
Okay. First of all, finding the Social Security number is really an uphill battle, and it's not the end of the world because we have to get around. I have a Social Security number that I've given. I get Social
Security. I'm sure you
Security,
do.
But I made them turn loose of me on a notice of federal tax lien and stuff because you have to understand each one of these is a separate thing to get a benefit. So now, if you got a W-9, what I do is I modify them. Send it to me. And I modify them and send them back. And then the 1099s, by the way, they have changed the 1099s from 1099 miscellaneous to 1099s new. And I don't know if there's any connection now that they can use that or not. I couldn't find it initially, but they have a new 1099, and 1099s are not evidence of anything because the courts have already ruled they don't do anything because it's an unsworn piece of paper. Now, that's just for starters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is all of their regulations, which I'm going to get to here in the next thing, do not have the force and effect of law. They are procedural, administrative regs, and their housekeeping regs or their interpretive regs. And the standard of review is the Administrative Procedures Act of 1966 that was redone. I'd forgotten about it. I found that again this morning. I've done so much stuff I forget about in 1966.
Oh, you meant the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946.
1966.
Yeah. Is that it?
They redid the whole thing again in 1966.
Okay.
But what you got to remember is if you go to, if you have access. If you, are you on my IRS list or not?
Yes.
Okay. Well, email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and I'll put you on their main Code of Federal Regulations, Part One. They say on page 3, they've done it every year, they cite Federal Register 19FR5167 of 1954.
19FR.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Okay. Okay.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.